Yo, what up guys? Teacher Ken here. Welcome to another episode of Advanced English for the Bilingual Professional. On today's lesson, we'll work on the correct use of whether or not. Lesson 23, page 254 on our English sentence structure. Go to page 267 if you're using my free PDF. Look at the first two sentences in box A3. Some people wear raincoats only when it's raining. But some people will wear one even if it is not raining. When you want to say that even opposite situations don't matter to what happens in a sentence, you will say whether or not. One thing about the structure of this phrase is that it can be separated, leaving the or not after the event. Let's read the four sentences, the two situations, and the two structures for whether or not. Ready? Repeat after me. I wear a raincoat if it is raining. I wear a raincoat if it isn't raining. I wear a raincoat whether or not it is raining. I wear a raincoat whether it is raining or not. Let's go to exercise 3 on the same page, right below the box. I'll make the question with if. Answer my question with whether or not. Tell me both structures for enhanced practice. After you say both answers, I'll say them myself so you can compare and repeat for clarification and make any corrections necessary. Do you study if you're tired? I study whether or not I am tired. I study whether I am tired or not. Are you going to go to Chicago if John goes? I am going to go to Chicago whether or not John goes. I am going to go to Chicago whether John goes or not. Can you understand Americans when they speak fast? I can understand Americans whether or not they speak fast. I can understand Americans whether they speak fast or not. Can you finish your homework before the movies if I help you? I can finish my homework before the movies whether or not you help me. I can finish my homework before the movies whether you help me or not. Do you like to study before dinner if you are tired? I like to study before dinner, whether or not I am tired. I like to study before dinner, whether I am tired or not. Can you study when your friends are talking? I can study whether or not my friends are talking. I can study whether my friends are studying or not. Do you like your friends to visit you when you are studying? I like my friends to visit me whether or not I am studying. I like my friends to visit me whether I am studying or not. Do you continue to study if there is a good television program? I continue to study whether or not there is a good television program. I continue to study whether there is a good television program or not. Do you want to go to the movies if there is a good television program? I want to go to the movies whether or not there is a good television program. I want to go to the movies whether there is a good television program or not. Do you want to get something to eat after the movie if it isn't too late? I want to get something to eat after the movie whether or not it's too late. I want to get something to eat after the movie whether it's too late or not. Very well. That was easy, right? Just a matter of practice. A couple more notes before we go. Regarding the structure of sentences with subordinators like whether or not. If you'd like, you can mention the subordinate idea before the main idea, like in the sentence I just said. When you're writing, make sure you add a comma between the ideas if you do so. Let's read the sentences at the bottom of the page. They go on to the next one. Repeat after me. John will call Mary if he has time. If he has time, John will call Mary. Mary wore a raincoat because it was raining. Because it was raining, Mary wore a raincoat. John didn't wear a raincoat although it was raining. Although it was raining, John didn't wear a raincoat. I'm pretty sure most of you already know this, but I'll take a moment to remind you that just like whatever stands for any or everything, and wherever means any or every place, whenever means at any or every time. Let's go over these sentences. Repeat after me. I go swimming whenever the weather is nice. I wear a raincoat whenever it rains. I read whenever I have time. When you're ready, go to English Sentence Practices, page 315, lesson 23, exercise 5, for extra practice on whether or not. That's page 641 in my free PDF. Remember, you can check the answer key at the end of the book. That's all for today. Like, follow, and subscribe if you haven't already, and go over this class at least 3 times this week. Remember that sharing is caring, and the only way to improve your English is through practice and repetition. See you next class.